بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. One of the objectives, or should we say the prize of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O people of Iman, fasting has been prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon those before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Objective, the goal, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises if the fast of Ramadan is kept correctly. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, we will give you taqwa. And taqwa, many, many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us what is the thamara of taqwa. Then what will Allah ta'ala give you on taqwa? Not only benefits in the akhirat, but even in this dunya. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Many, many places. Allah Ta'ala says, if you have taqwa, we will give you this and we will give you that. That in itself is a separate topic. But this has to be our goal and our focus. That we are fasting, one of the objectives is to develop this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop taqwa. And interspersed throughout Quran, we have what we call the awsaf and the qualities of the muttaqeen. And who are the people of taqwa? How do you distinguish them? How do you recognize them? Who are the people of taqwa? One such quality, Allah Ta'ala says, سَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ عُدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, compete with one another, hasten, outdo one another. إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, towards the forgiveness of Allah. وَجَنَّةٍ, compete with one another, outdo one another, excel over one another in striving towards Jannat. And for Jannat, Allah says, "U'iddat lil-muttaqin." Jannat was prepared for the people of taqwa. This is a prerequisite, a requirement to become a Jannati. You have to have taqwa. And who are the people of taqwa? First quality which Allah mentions here. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They are people of infaq. Now what is infaq? They are people who spend in the way of Allah. 10 places in the Quran, Allah commands us with salah. And in all 10 places, Allah Ta'ala with salah, with this command of salah, links the command of zakat. In other words, spending. Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. 9 places like that, and the 10th place, aqimna salah wa atina zakah. So this command of Allah is very, very greatly emphasized. Infaq, spending. Not being counted amongst what we call the kanjus or the miserly ones. Do not become bakhil, become sakhi, become one who is generous. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu ajwadul ajwad. Allah is the most generous. In generosity, the height is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after Allah, the most generous is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated this month of Ramadan with generosity. And he particularly highlighted and emphasized upon us the importance of one sense, in Ramadan being generous. And like we mentioned yesterday, The seeds that are planted in this month, inshallah, will permeate throughout the year. A Muslim is a bastion of generosity. This quality of generosity used to be such a glowing quality of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It would magnetize the people towards him, soften their hearts towards him, melt the hearts of the people towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find expressions, and they're not just one incident, there are many, many incidents. But we find expressions in the books of Seerah, where a person, after he gets exposed to the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sworn enemies of Islam, people who left no stone unturned in harming and hurting and persecuting the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they got exposed to his generosity, we find complete about turn. Person goes like Safwan bin Umayyah, aslim, aslim. He says to his people, bring Islam. فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يُعْطِي أَطَاعَ مَنْ لَا يَخْشَى فَاقَى. Because in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have seen a man who spends and spends like one who does not fear poverty. We want to become muttaqi. We want to be counted amongst those of the people of taqwa. We want to endow ourselves with the qualities of the people of Jannah. An integral quality, requirement for entry into Jannah is sakhawat, is generosity. An integral requirement of akhlaq and character is generosity. An integral requirement of us developing our relationship with Allah is generosity. What does Allah say in the Quran? Lan tanalul birr. Lan tanalul birr. Now this, if you just translate this, it doesn't do justice to us appreciating what the statement in Quran means. On the one hand, Allah says, Al-Birr. What is Al-Birr? True taqwa, true piety. Or like we say in Urdu, Kamal-e-Qurb, the true Qurb, the true closeness of Allah, to become muttaqi, to become the friend of Allah, to have ta'alluq with Allah, to become the person of Allah. This is Al-Birr. Lan tanalul birr. Now when this lan in Arabic is what we call great emphasis. In other words, like emphasis. In other words, like in English you say, or in Urdu you say, bulja, forget about it. Not possible. Not going to happen. It is never ever going to happen. This is what Quran is saying. You will never get Allah's true ta'alluq. You will never get kamal qurb. You will never become the true friend of Allah. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. Until you do not make infaq, until you do not spend that which you love. Mimma tuhibbun. Allah says spend. This infaq is directly linked, directly connected in Quran with that which the heart of man is attached to. Because whether we like it or not, illa mashallah, the heart attaches itself to wealth. Material possessions in this world, this becomes very close to the heart. People sacrifice their dignity, they sacrifice their honor, they sell their iman also for worldly material return. A man will give up everything, but he will not give up his wealth. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I find in my heart the desire for death is not there. The desire to meet Allah, I fear death. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that do you have wealth? He said, yes. He said, give it away. Spend the wealth in the path of Allah. Why? Because the heart follows the wealth. Where your wealth is given, your heart will go in that direction. Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a poor person would come and he was given the opportunity to spend and to give sadaqah and charity to that poor person, he would effusively thank that person. And he would make shukr to Allah. And he would say, Ya Allah, I make your shukr that you sent a porter to me to transport my wealth to its actual abode. In other words, I sent it to Akhirat, I sent it to Jannat, you sent someone to carry it for me. This is how we find in the lives of the Salaf Salihin, the Ahle Bayt, the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were resplendent in this quality of generosity, spending. In fact, the books of tariqh, the books of history are replete with incidents, not only in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the life of the Salaf Salihin, the Sahaba, the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his descendants, the tabi'een, the tabi tabi'een. This quality of infaq, generosity. Human nature, we find that naturally there is a proclivity, this lean, we tend to lean towards bukhl, towards miserliness. It's important for you and I to understand, my respected brothers, that miserliness is a spiritual bimari. It is a spiritual malady, it's a sickness. Human nature naturally leans towards it. Sakhawat, generosity, this is something that has to be developed. We have to make mujahada. We have to strive to become generous. Not just going to come naturally like that. Illa mashallah. But it is a very, very great prize and objective. And like I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly this month of Ramadan, in that famous hadith of Salman Farsi, what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Huwa shahrul muwasat. This is the month of mutual sympathy. This is the month to feel the pain of the poor. This is the month to identify with the disadvantaged. He told Aisha radiallahu anha, ahibbil masakin, ahibbil masakin wa qarribihim. He said, Aisha, love the poor. Love the poor doesn't mean, it's a separate topic, I'm not going to go into the detail now, time is limited. Love the poor doesn't mean write a long distance check. If Allah gave you a lot of money and you're able to write a check with a few zeros on it, that is not love the poor. That is in its place, inshallah Allah accept it. Love the poor means you must be found in the company of the poor. Share their pain. Identify with their hardship. Don't only do long distance charity. Link and attach yourself to the poor. Ahibbil masakin. He said, love the poor. Wa qarribihim. Aisha, keep them close to you. Keep the poor close to you. Fa inna Allah yuqarribuki yawm al-qiyamah. Why? Because if you love the poor and you are close to the poor, Allah will make you close to him on the day of judgment. Ana awwalu man yuharriqu hilqat al-jannah fa yuftahu li fa adkhulaha. He said, I will be the first, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will knock on the door of Jannat. Jannat will be open for me. I will enter Jannat first. And who will be with me? Wa ma'i fuqara'u al-mu'mineen. He said, with me will be the poor people of my ummah. You want to find Allah. You want to find the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is in identifying with the poor. That maidservant in your house, many of us feel that a different utensil must be given for the maidservant, a different utensil for us. Why? It's beneath our dignity. Facilities also. And yet what does Islam teach us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make them wear what you wear. Make them eat what you eat. Why? So that we identify with them. So that this inkisari, so that this humility comes in us. So that we break away from the shackles of buzdili. Buzdili means miserliness. Ayyu da'in adwa min al-bukhl. Ayyu da'in adwa min al-bukhl. Allahu Akbar. My Nabi said, what sickness can be worse than miserliness? He said, al-bakhil ba'idun min Allah, ba'idun min al-nas, ba'idun min al-jannah. He said, a miserly person will be far away from Allah, far away from Jannat also, far away from the people also. Miserliness is something that causes aversion in the hearts of people. As Muslims, as ambassadors of Islam, as representatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this earth, we have to understand that the makeup, the cosmetic, the beauty of Islam, the beauty of Islam to make you a beautiful Muslim is not your clothing and not the cosmetics and perfume that you will put and the chemicals that will use. What makes you a beautiful, attractive, magnetic representative of Islam is sakhawat, generosity. I am not saying it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. First khutbah that he delivered in Madinah Munawwara, first khutbah, it's mentioned in one riwayat, hada awwalu khutbah, the first public sermon which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. This topic is a very lengthy topic. Time is limited. Today is a public holiday. I'm taking just a few more minutes. But I will suffice with just translating the first khutbah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. In that, what did he say? Inna Allah istakhlasa hadha deen linafsi. Allah chose deen Islam. Allah chose deen Islam. Allah linked and identified deen Islam with himself. When you are becoming Muslim, what is the inference in this? When you are becoming Muslim, you are the man of Allah. You are linking yourself with Allah by saying, I am Muslim. Deen Islam. Allah chose this religion for himself. وَلَا يَسْلُحُ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ. So if you want to be a man of Islam, if you want this affinity with Allah, if you want to be worthy of this identity that you are a Muslim, doesn't mean you must have 786 in your cell phone number, your car number plate is 786. What identifies you as a Muslim? وَلَا يَسْلُحُ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ. You are not worthy, it does not behove you to link and identify yourself with this religion unless you endow yourself. In this hadith, my Nabi mentioned two qualities. He said, As-sakha wa husnul khuluq. Generosity and good akhlaq. Generosity and good akhlaq. Allah's relationship with a miser is never made. And Allah's relationship with a generous person never breaks. The Ahlullah used to say, Shatirun Sakhi, Ahabba ilallahi ta'ala min Sufiyin Bakil. They would say, a cunning sinner, a sinner who is generous, is more beloved to Allah than a Sufi who is a Bakil. A man who's day and night in ibadat, but he is Bakil. Khalid bin Ma'adan, rahimahullah, how beautifully he puts it. He says, the worst type of wealth is the wealth that a man hoards. The worst type of wealth is the wealth that a man hoards. And what is the harm? Look at the logical harm. Logical harm in dunya. Leave akhirat. Leave akhirat. In dunya, in this world, what is the logical harm of wealth? Of hoarding it? He said, حِسَابُهُ عَلَيْكُ وَنَفْعُهُ لِغَيْرِكُ. You'll hoard, you'll display conjusi, you'll hold on to it, you won't let it go. You will not spend it, neither on yourself nor on others. And what will happen? You will die in that condition. You will die in that condition. You will eventually have to leave it behind. But the hisab of every penny you are going to give Allah, and others will reap the benefit of the wealth. You won't reap it. Why? Because when you had it, you never spent it in the way of Allah. You never used it to earn your akhirat. So coming back to this riwayat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا يَسْلُحُ لِهَذَا الدِّينِ إِلَّا السَّخَى وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. He said, you are not worthy of being Muslim. You are not worthy of being Muslim. You are not worthy of identifying yourself with Islam. Except unless you endow yourself with two qualities. He said, generosity and husnul khuluq, good akhlaq, good character. And how beautifully then my Nabi said, ala fazayyinu deenakum bihima. He said, become a beautiful Muslim by having these two qualities, by developing these two qualities. He didn't say become a beautiful Muslim by making tahajjud the whole night or reading Quran day and night. All that is important. But to become an ambassador of Islam, to become a representative of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, akhlaq, 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 character, and part of character, generosity. And then we have already run out of time, but I'll just complete this hadith. There were certain other aspects we are supposed to discuss. If Allah gives opportunity, we'll continue. What a beautiful analogy. What a beautiful analogy. May all our lives be sacrificed upon our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful analogy he gives. He says, As-sakha shajaratum min al-jannah aghsanuha fi al-dunya faman kana minkum sakhiyan la yazalu mutaalliq bi ghusnin minha hatta yuridahu Allahu al-jannah. He says, generosity is a tree of Jannat. Generosity is a tree of Jannat. The branches hang in this world. When a man of my ummah is generous, when one of you is generous, you will have attached yourself to this branch of generosity from Jannat that is on this earth. And once you attach yourself to it, it will never leave you until your generosity transports you into Jannat. And then he said, Allah, listen, inna loom, miserliness, bakhili, kanjusi, shajaratum minan nar, is a tree of Jahannam. Aqsanuha fid dunya, its branches are in this world. Faman kana minkum bakhilan, la yazalu, faman kana minkum la'iman, لا يزال متعلق بغصن منها حتى يورده الله في النار. He said, listen, when you will be miserly, you will attach yourself to this branch of the tree of Jahannam in this world, and it will hold on to you until it transports you to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. And then my Nabi said, as-sakhau fillah, marratain. Two times he said it. This is the first khutbah that was delivered in Medina Munawwara. As-sakhau fillah. He says, for Allah's sake, become generous. For Allah's sake, become generous. For Allah's sake, become generous. Ramadan is the month of generosity. Ramadan, sahaba say, ajwad min ar-rihil mursala. My Nabi in this month would become more generous than the blowing wind. He said, man fattara fihi sa'iman kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi min an-nar. He said, feed the fasting person. Feed the fasting person. Identify with the poor. Feel the pain of the poor. Share in the pain of the poor. He said, feed the fasting person. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will free you from Jahannam. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.